Well, today we're so glad that you're here, and you are in store for a real treat today. Several years ago, about 8-9 years ago, we went on a missions trip when I was a youth pastor to Brazil. And on that trip, I had a missions coordinator, and Hillary Medlin at the time went with me on that trip there. She coordinated a trip for our youth ministries there. We went to Brazil, and we met up with a Brazilian national team there, some churches who went, and we got onto a boat outside of Manaus and took a boat down the Amazon River, just sharing God's love down the Amazon River, stopping in the villages and ministering together. It was an awesome, awesome trip. And I called that boat the Love Boat, because on that trip, the American heart and the Brazilian nightmare came together right there. He came together, man, and God did something great in their life, and they were married. Shortly after that, they got married. They met there on a Brazilian trip, and then shortly after that, they were engaged and married, and they are missionaries to Brazil. Now, I want you to know that here at Destiny Church, the way we do things is we are a part of the Foursquare denomination, and what that is the fellowship of full gospel churches, and we give 10% of what comes into our offerings, and it's undesignated. We give back into missions, and so they take that money, and they support world missions and also local missions, and they support church planters and make sure the statewide ministry is going on, as well as worldwide ministries are being supported. But also, we at Destiny Church also have some missionaries that we have adopted that we are from us. And this couple today is just like family to us here at the church. They have family here in the church as well. But more than having family here in the church, they have a spiritual family that we feel so connected with. You know, you ever met somebody that even when you're not together all the time, that when you see them, your heart is just so mended together? This is the way our heart is for ministry. What God's doing in South America, there in the Manaus region, and also in Chile, Argentina, eventually Peru, things are opening up there. And I want you to know today, we are thrilled to have them here today. And I want you to put your hands together as we welcome our missionaries from Manaus, Brazil, Aldair and Hillary. Come on up, guys. I love these guys very much. This is like my brother. I want you to know every step of the way that Destiny Church has been going. It seems like God always will speak, and Aldair and I will be talking, and we'll be praying, and God will speak to him and confirm where we're going. And the same thing happens with us when sometimes we're together, and God will speak to me, and I'll share with him what God's put in my heart. And he says, "But Pastor, you do not know this." And so I'm speaking on his accent because that's the way we talk to each other, and we give each other a hard time. But anyway, God has put our hearts together today, and I am so thrilled to have you guys here. Back home, they're getting ready to have a baby in a few weeks. They've been back itinerating, raising their support, and they're getting ready to head back after the baby's born, going back to South America. And we were excited to have you guys here at Destiny today. Take your liberty, guys. Come on.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Tudo bem se falar português com vocês?
Is it okay if I speak Portuguese to you?
Alguém aí fala português?
Does somebody out there speak Portuguese?
Não. Tem gente que fala português aqui. Eu sei.
Yeah, we know there are a couple people here that do speak Portuguese.
Eu consigo falar inglês com vocês, mas pregando ainda continua difícil.
I can speak English to you one-on-one, but preaching is still difficult.
Deus deu o português para minha esposa, mas não me deu inglês.
God gave the Portuguese language to my wife, but he didn't give me English.
Então, mas ele fez isso com a razão,
but
né?
He did that for a reason.
Para que eu precise dela todo o tempo.
So that I always need her.
Então tá aqui. Então, mas é uma alegria estar aqui. De fato, é como estar em família.
But it is a joy to be here, and we truly are here with family.
Deus já há algum tempo coloca nossas jornadas junto com a Destiny Church.
For a while now, God has put our walks together, our paths together, us and Destiny Church.
É uma alegria poder estar ministrando para vocês aqui.
So it's a joy to be able to minister to you.
Fazer com que vocês conheçam o trabalho do Ministério Paixão e Compaixão.
And so that you can get to know more about the ministry, the work of Passion and Compassion Ministries.
Amém?
Amen.
Eu vou deixar minha esposa falar um pouco sobre o ministério.
I'm going to have my wife tell you a little bit about the ministry.
O que tá acontecendo?
What's been happening?
E depois eu volto para dar uma mensagem para vocês.
And then I'm going to come and share the word with you.
Amém?
Amen. Amen. Well, it is truly a privilege to be here with you, and I know that over the last several years we've shared off and on of what God has been doing, and I also know that there's a lot of new people as well, because every time we come back we see lots of new faces, and that's good. So I want to share with you a little bit about what we do. As Pastor Gene said, we've been there over the last 7 years working in the city of Manaus in the country of Brazil. And we live right on the, along the Amazon River. And we spent the first several years doing a lot of teachings and trainings, conferences, traveling a whole lot. And then 3.5 years ago, the Lord asked us to stop doing that and to plant a church for us to pastor. And you know, that really wasn't on the plan. That wasn't on the agenda. But we did that 3.5 years ago, and God has just done some amazing things in that church there. But the thing that God spoke to us from the very beginning was not just the nation of Brazil, but it was all of the nations of South America. And so our heart has been to teach, train, and send out. And so one of the things that we have on our agenda, one of the plans that we have, is to get a mission school started in the next year or two in Manaus so we can do just that. But isn't it amazing how God, when he speaks something to you, a lot of times things don't go how you plan for them to go. But he always takes care, and he always fulfills what he's spoken. And so over the last several years, the Lord already began to open doors up into other countries. And 2.5 years ago, we went for the first time into the nation of Argentina to help some pastors and churches there that had been struggling. So we've been working with them. We've taken a team from Brazil down to Argentina. We worked with them. And then back in September of 2011, we sent our first missionaries from Brazil, they're Brazilians, to the nation of Chile. Now, you're going to hear a little bit more from them on a video that we have here in just a minute, but I wanted to share a little bit about Chile specifically with you, because Destiny Church has been a vital part of what's happening in Chile, whether you realize it or not. There are people here in this church who give monthly to support us and support our ministry, and I want to tell you thank you. Your church supports us. And basically, what you are giving right now from Destiny Church is going directly into the nation of Chile. You are literally sustaining our missionaries there right now. And they're doing a fabulous job. They have two different cities that they're working in, having services. And we found out this week, they said, Pastor, we're having problems because we don't have enough space. And we said, that is a good thing to hear. We like to hear that. So we're looking at, okay, what are we going to do? What's the next steps? Because they just don't have enough room. But one of the things that they're also doing, it's a new project that the Lord has placed on their hearts, and I wanted to share it with you. They have realized, since they've been there since September, that the place where they have rented, and it's a home that has a large living room, open space where they have the services in that city that they're in, it's very close to a government university. And in this university, the majority of the students are there on scholarship from the government. And they are people that have, students that come from very poor families who work out in the fields. And really, they are the hope of their family. They're coming in, they're studying so that they can make a better life for themselves and their families. But what they begin to realize is that these students are coming in and they only have really enough money to rent a room to sleep. And many of them do not have money for food. And so they will go sometimes a couple of days without eating or having one meal every 3 days. And so beyond wanting to reach them spiritually, they're wanting to help feed them. And we know college students like to eat, right? And so one of the things that they're doing, they're starting services on Saturday nights for them. It's a Bible study slash service. And they're wanting to feed them a meal. That also takes funds. That also takes money to be able to feed them. So this is a project that we have been raising funds for, that they have been, you know, slowly working towards being able to get it up and fully running. But one of the things that we are so excited about as we are entering into Chile and starting a work there is because when we look at all these college students, we see not only an amazing harvest of souls, but we see a harvest of ministers, pastors, of people who will go back to their homes in the fields, to their families, into the places to work their jobs, and be able to minister about Jesus Christ to others throughout the nation of Chile. So we're really, really excited about that. And I want to thank you. I want to thank every one of you that has helped us. I want to thank the church for helping us be able to send these missionaries into the nation of Chile. And we're really excited about what the future holds there. But anyway, we've been back in our bases in Brazil, in Manaus. And our next step, our next goal is the nation of Peru. That's what the Lord has placed on our hearts is to be able to get missionaries sent into the nation of Peru. So we ask that you pray with us, that the Lord would open the doors, that he would have the right people at the right time as we send them in there. And so pray with us for the nation of Peru as well. But we are excited because God is just expanding things in Brazil as well. And we currently, one of the things that we're also raising funds for is building. We have two services running in our church right now, and we have no more space. It is just completely over capacity. We don't have running water, and so we have to bring water in every week, and we're needing to drill a well, and we're needing to buy the property. We're currently renting it so that we can expand and we can continue to do what God has asked us to do. And that includes the mission school, and that includes needing to build some classrooms and some dormitories so that the students have a place to stay while they're studying, have classrooms they can study in, and then we can send them out to the places that they've been called to. So I ask that if you are one that likes to pray for missions and you have missions specifically on your heart, and maybe you've never prayed for missions, but today God begins to stir something in your heart, that you would just add those things to your prayer list, because God does great things when we pray. And so I just want to thank you for the depths of our hearts for all that you have done. And we have a video here that we want to show you very quickly so that you can see a little bit more of what's been going on. And I will say there is a error in the translation on one of the videos. There's part of the translation is missing. And so if it looks like the words just cut off and they continue speaking, well, they are saying more things, but you just won't know what it is unless you speak Portuguese. So we hope you enjoy it. Hello, I want to tell you a little bit more about the plans that we have for the future. We believe that Passion and Compassion Ministries is called to reach not only Brazil, but the nations of South America and the world. And so we have some plans for the future. Now, first of all, when we began the church here in Brazil, we didn't quite understand why God was asking us to begin a church when there are so many churches in Brazil, and especially here in Manaus. But now we understand that he asked us to do that because he was creating a base. He was creating a foundation in which resources, people, finances could come out of so that we could plant the mission school when the time is correct. So what's on our hearts is that we would begin a mission school here in Manaus where we could teach, train, and raise up leaders to go throughout Brazil, South America, and into the nations of the world. We believe that this is a time in which God is working and moving in our hearts and our lives and in this generation, and he is pulling out all of the religion that has dominated us for such a long time, and he is teaching us what it means to have a relationship with him, to love him, to be passionate about him, but at the same time to have compassion for those that are around us, that we would reach those that are the most difficult to love, to reach those that are the most needy, and to show them the love of Christ. And so that is what our goal is. Our goal is to teach, train, and raise up leaders and send them out so that we can bring the kingdom of God here to earth. We hope you'll join us in this adventure. It's your turn to shine. Amen. Well, that gives you a little taste of what we've been doing, what God has been doing through you in South America. And I wanted just to mention a couple things in that video. You saw several baptismal services, and God has just been so faithful as he has been, you know, bringing people to the Lord, and they've been baptized. And we had 25 that were baptized right before we left, and that was really, really exciting for us. And it's been so neat to be able to see your pictures of your baptismal services, and to know that, you know, God is doing this all around the world, and that he is bringing people to him, and they're getting baptized, and they're getting saved, and it's just very exciting to see all of that. You saw also pictures from several missions trips, and you may have seen people that you know and you love in those pictures, and we're hoping to get a couple more missions trips together for Destiny Church. We'll talk to Pastor Gene. So if the Lord begins to speak to your heart, you get excited, and you think, you know what? Maybe God can use me in Brazil. Well, I want to tell you, God can and he will use you if you will allow him to. And so be thinking about that. Be planning for that, because we would love to have you come down and minister to the people there and to see what God will do through you but also in you. And then we also have some information out here on the table in the foyer. If you'd like to take a card, if you'd like to, we have magnets and cards and different things out there that you're welcome to grab. And you can keep in contact with us by email. We have a website. It is currently getting upgraded, and so it'll hopefully be even better for you to go and look at and be able to use to keep in contact with us. So please feel free to take any of that. We also have some support cards out there, and Pastor Gene was talking about your giving and giving to missions, and we have these cards out here. And if you feel like the Lord speaks to you and you say, you know what, I want to partner on a monthly basis with Brazil, Argentina, Chile, with what God's doing in South America, you feel free to grab one of these. You can fill it out and give it back to us or send it to the address on the back. This basically allows us to keep count of our budget and what we know is going to be coming in on a monthly basis so that we can plan things and continue to sustain the ministry in these countries. But you can actually give through the church here. So you can just give on a monthly basis or whatever it is through the church here, and that will get directly to us. And we just want to thank you because we are so excited about what God is doing. And we have been blown away by what he's done over the last 7 years, and I can't imagine what the next 7 hold. And we want to invite you to be a part of that with us because there's nothing more exciting than seeing God move and work in the lives of others. And so we just want to thank you this morning and thank you for taking the time to watch this video and see the faces of the people we love so much.
Amém.
Amen.
Amen. Eu queria ministrar algo para vocês, mas antes de falar, eu queria só mencionar algumas coisas aqui.
I want to minister something to you, but before I do that, I want to just mention a few things.
Se você vier na viagem de missões no Brasil,
if you come on a mission trip to Brazil,
não se preocupe, eu não vou dar cobra para você comer.
Don't worry, I will not make you eat snake.
Bom, a não ser que você queira.
Well, unless you want to.
Mas Brasil tem uma comida muito boa, não é verdade, irmão?
But Brazil has really good food, don't we?
E eu estou animado com os próximos viagens de missões porque eu tenho certeza que Deus vai fazer muitas coisas.
But I'm really excited about the next mission trips because I believe God's going to do a lot of things.
Se Deus falou ao teu coração para ir para o Peru, me procura depois.
And so if God is speaking to your heart about going into Peru, please come and talk to me afterwards.
E avisa teu pastor
and
também.
Let your pastor know that you're going.
Amém?
Amen.
Eu não ouvi nenhum amém com isso.
I really didn't hear any amens about that.
Quando nós começamos o ministério no Brasil,
when we began the ministry in Brazil,
nós estávamos ali ministrando bastante.
We've been there, we were ministering a lot.
E de fato não estava nos nossos planos implantar uma igreja.
And it's true that it really wasn't in our plans to plant the church.
Primeiro, tinha pastoreado já antes.
First of all, I've pastored before.
E já sabia como a igreja funcionava.
And I knew how churches worked.
Digo, Senhor, eu não quero isso.
I said, God, that's not what I want to do.
Eu não quero.
I don't want to do that.
Nós estávamos ali treinando igrejas.
We were there, we were training churches.
Treinando pastores.
We were training pastors.
Fazendo viagens de missões.
Doing lots of mission trips.
Mas eu não queria implantar igreja.
But I didn't want to plant a church.
Eu implantava igreja para outros pastorear.
I was planting churches for others to pastor.
Agora, para mim pastorear, não.
But for me, no.
E até que um dia Deus falou ao meu coração.
And then one day God spoke to my heart.
Muito claro.
Very clearly.
Eu quero que vocês implantem a igreja.
I want you to plant a church.
E quero que vocês pastoreiem.
And I want you to pastor it.
Sendo sincero com você.
And to be honest with you.
Começou uma batalha.
My battle began there.
E eu fui orar a Deus.
And so I went to pray to God.
Coisa muito boa orar a Deus, né?
It's really good to pray, right?
Eu fui orar a Deus.
So I went and I prayed.
E é engraçado isso.
And isn't it funny?
Toda vez que nós vamos orar a Deus,
every time we go to pray,
nós vamos tentar convencer a Deus que o nosso projeto é o correto.
We try to convince God that our plans are right.
Tem irmãos que estão olhando para mim como não.
There's some of you looking at me like, no, I don't do that.
Não fale que você faz isso.
Don't tell me you don't, because I know you do.
Você sabe por que você faz isso?
You know why you do that?
É por isso que você passa mais tempo falando do que ouvindo.
It's because you spend more time talking than you do listening.
Você chega diante de Deus.
You come before God.
Com monólogo.
And we have a monologue.
Senhor, isso, isso,
Lord,
isso.
This and this and this and this.
Eu preciso disso.
I
disso.
Need this and this.
Eu quero isso.
I want this and this.
Eu fiz isso.
And that's what I did.
Ouvir.
Listen.
Nós falamos amém.
We just say amen.
Saímos,
mas we leave. But listen.
É por isso que a Bíblia fala que nós não sabemos orar como convém, né?
That's why the Bible says that we don't know how to pray.
Que nós só sabemos falar.
Because we only know how to talk.
Nós não sabemos ouvir.
And we don't know how to listen.
Eu falei diante de Deus.
And so I talked to God.
Falei todas as minhas frustrações.
I told him all my frustrations.
Eu não quero isso.
I don't want to do this.
Eu quero isso.
I want that.
Faz isso.
Do this.
Não faz isso.
Don't do that.
E Deus falou, filho, me escuta.
And God said, son, listen to me.
Tudo que você falou.
Everything you just said.
Eu já sei.
I already know.
Antes da palavra vir na tua boca.
Before the word comes out of your mouth.
Eu conheço.
I know.
A chave para tudo isso.
The key to everything.
É me ouvir.
Is to listen to me.
E aí foi um exercício.
And so that was my exercise.
Começar a ouvir a Deus.
To begin listening to God.
Irmãos, e aí obedecemos o Senhor.
And so I obey the Lord.
Nós implantamos essa igreja.
We planted the church.
E eu quero te dar um conselho aqui.
And I want to give you some advice.
Escute a Deus.
Listen to God.
E obedeça a Ele.
And obey Him.
Acima dos seus medos.
Above all of your fears.
Acima de todas as suas frustrações.
Above all of your frustrations.
De todos os teus traumas.
Above all of your traumas.
Ouça o Senhor.
Listen to the Lord.
E obedeça a Ele.
And obey Him.
Nós fizemos isso, a igreja começou a crescer.
And so that's what we did, and the church began to grow.
Algo começou a acontecer ali.
Things began to happen.
E aquilo que Deus tinha colocado em nosso coração como visão.
And that which God had placed in our hearts as a vision.
Nós começamos a ver como realidade.
We began to see it become reality.
E nesse processo, Deus começou a nos dar palavras.
And so during this process, the Lord began to give us certain words.
E começou a nos dar palavras que se tornou princípios para nós como ministério.
Words that became principles for our ministry.
E nós pegamos como igreja local.
And so we took them as our local church.
E alguns nós entendemos que isso é para a igreja em geral.
But many of them we understand are for the church in general.
E eu quero compartilhar isso com você.
So I want to share this with
uma
you.
Dessas palavras.
One of these words.
Sendo a igreja com uma missão profética.
About being a church with a prophetic mission.
Existe uma razão pela qual nós estamos em algum lugar.
There's a reason why we are in a certain place.
Tem uma razão porque nós estamos numa igreja local em Manaus.
There's a reason why we're in this local church in Manaus.
E tem uma razão porque você está aqui.
And there's a reason why you are here.
Porque a igreja Destiny está aqui nessa cidade.
Why Destiny Church is in this city.
Deus tem um projeto e um plano para isso.
God has projects and plans for that.
Deus não tem esse lugar aqui para ser um lugar onde nós vamos contar histórias da Bíblia e lembrar de coisas.
God doesn't have this place here just so we can tell Bible stories and remember the good things he's done.
E gostar da presença um do outro.
And like being in each other's presence.
Deus tem um propósito além disso.
God has purpose beyond that.
Você está numa cidade.
You are in a city.
Porque Deus visualiza essa cidade.
Because God has visualized you in the city.
Existe uma missão.
There exists a mission.
E uma das coisas que Deus falou ao meu coração.
And one of the things that God spoke to my heart.
Que mexeu comigo.
That really messed with me.
Sabe como naquele momento que Deus bate em você?
You know that time when God comes and he kind of hits you?
Puxa tua orelha.
He pulls on your ear.
Deus fez isso comigo.
That's what God did to me.
E uma das coisas que Deus falou.
Because one of the things he said.
Você anda com planos.
Was you walk around with plans.
É, projetos.
With projects.
Mas você não entende sua missão.
But you don't understand your mission.
Enquanto você não entender sua missão,
and as long as you don't understand your mission,
você jamais vai receber uma visão.
Then you will never receive a vision.
Deus nunca vai te dar uma visão.
God is never going to give you his vision.
Se você não entender sua missão.
If you don't first understand your mission.
E a igreja tem uma missão pela qual ela tem nessa terra.
And the church has a mission and why she's here on this church, on this earth.
E eu quero falar sobre essa missão.
So I want to talk to you about this mission.
Por que nós estamos aqui?
Why are we here?
Uma das perguntas que Deus me fez.
One of the questions God asked
e eu quero fazer para você.
And so I want to ask you,
por que nós estamos num lugar?
Is why is it that we are in a certain place?
Numa cidade.
We're in a certain city,
e as estatísticas das cidades não mudam.
But the statistics of our city don't change.
Se nós somos chamados Igreja do Deus Vivo.
If we are called the Church of the Living God.
Por que a cidade não recebe vida da igreja?
Why isn't our city receiving life from the church?
A igreja cresce.
The church grows.
Mais pessoas vêm.
More people come.
Mas as estatísticas não mudam.
But the statistics don't change.
Existe uma resposta para isso.
There's an answer to that.
É porque muitos de nós andamos sem entender nossa missão.
It's because many of us are walking around without understanding our mission.
E eu quero ler com você um versículo bíblico.
So I want to read with you.
Que vai falar sobre isso.
The verse of scripture that's going to tell you more about that.
Está em Lucas 24.
Luke 24. Luke 24 verses 13 to 19. It says, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have with one another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them who said, whose name was Cleopas, answering him, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known these things which are come to pass here in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all of the people.
Interessante essa passagem. Com certeza você já leu bastante essa passagem.
This is really interesting passage of scripture, and I'm sure you probably read it several times.
Fala sobre Jesus já ressuscitado.
It talks about Jesus who's already been resurrected.
E fazendo uma brincadeira com os discípulos.
And it's almost like he's making a joke with these disciples.
Ele já ressuscitado do lado deles.
He's already resurrected. He's walking next to them.
Eles não estavam sabendo que Jesus estava ali.
And they weren't realizing that that was Jesus.
Eles não reconheceram.
They didn't recognize him.
E Jesus perguntando, o que está acontecendo?
And Jesus asked them, what's been going on?
E eles revoltados com
eles. And they get really mad at him.
Você não sabe o que aconteceu?
You don't know what happened?
Jesus, não.
And Jesus says, no.
E eles começam a explicar para Jesus.
So they begin to explain to Jesus.
Meio chateados.
Kind of mad at him.
O que tinha acontecido?
What had happened?
Mas a resposta deles.
But their answer
para Jesus,
to Jesus
nos mostra algo poderoso.
It tells us something powerful.
Clareia a nossa visão.
It makes our vision more clear.
O que ele disse que Jesus era?
What did they say that Jesus was?
Isso a respeito de Jesus de Nazaré.
It talk about it was about Jesus of Nazareth.
Que foi homem profeta.
Who was a prophet.
Poderoso em obras.
Mighty in deed.
Poderoso em palavras.
Mighty in word.
Diante de Deus.
Before God.
E diante do povo.
And all of the people.
Essa era a perspectiva do ministério de Jesus na visão dos discípulos.
This was the perspective of the ministry of Jesus from these disciples.
O que eles viam em Jesus?
What they saw in Jesus
era isso aqui.
Was this right here.
Jesus foi pastor.
We know Jesus was a pastor.
Ele foi apóstolo.
He was an apostle.
Evangelista.
He was an evangelist.
Mestre.
He was a teacher.
Mas ele foi um profeta.
But he was also a prophet.
Mas o ministério profético de Jesus se destacou na visão dos discípulos.
But what stood out in the vision of these disciples was the prophetic ministry of Jesus.
E essa perspectiva é a missão da igreja.
And this perspective right here is the mission of the church.
Que a igreja precisa ser?
What does the church need to be?
Uma igreja profética.
A prophetic church.
Poderosa em obras.
Powerful in deed.
Poderosa em palavras.
Powerful in word.
Diante de Deus.
Before God.
Diante do povo.
And all of the people.
Eu costumo dizer que nós somos muito ricos em palavras.
And I have to say, we're very rich in our word.
E pobres em obras.
But very poor in our deed.
Nós falamos muito,
we talk a lot,
mas fazemos pouco.
And we do very little.
E nós temos muita desculpa para isso.
And we have all of our excuses.
Por que nós não fazemos?
Of why we don't do
Somos
things.
Muito ocupados.
We're really busy.
E vim para a igreja muitas vezes é apenas um para aliviar a consciência.
And many times we just come to church just to relieve our conscience.
Eu vim para a igreja.
I came to church.
Tô bem com Deus.
I'm good with God.
A semana toda tô legal.
Now the rest of the week I'll be good.
Entenda bem uma coisa.
But I want you to understand something.
Jesus validou suas palavras através das suas obras.
That Jesus he validated his words with his works.
As estatísticas não mudam, porque a igreja não age segundo suas palavras.
The statistics of our cities don't change because the church does not act second to their words.
Isso é uma realidade.
And this is true.
Em todas as cidades.
In every city.
Na minha cidade é assim
In
também.
In my city it's that same way.
Mas a visão de Deus.
But the vision of God.
Por colocar uma igreja num certo local.
And the reason he puts a church in a certain location.
É para mudar a cidade.
Is to change that city around it.
É por isso que nós existimos.
That's why we exist.
É por isso que nós estamos aqui.
That's why we are here.
Nós estamos aqui para a cidade receber vida.
We are here for our city to receive life.
E a igreja existe
para
preservar as memórias das obras de Jesus e dar continuidade.
To preserve the memories of the works of Jesus and to continue in them.
Quem ele é?
Who he is?
O que ele fez?
What he did?
E o que ele faz?
And what he still does.
O que ele é e o que ele fez?
Who he is and what he
nós podemos ler.
We can read about.
Mas o que ele faz?
But what he still does?
Só através das obras.
That's only through our works.
Só através das nossas ações.
So only through our actions.
É por isso que você está aqui.
That's why you're here.
É por isso que você foi salvo.
That's why you've been saved.
Eu tenho entendido algo, irmãos.
I've understood something.
Talvez isso possa parecer estranho para você.
And this might sound strange to you.
Não parece mais estranho para mim.
It's not strange to me anymore.
Mas você não foi salvo. Você foi salvo. Não para ir para o céu.
But you were saved not to go to heaven.
A tua salvação não tem nada a ver com o céu.
Your salvation does not have anything to do with heaven.
Talvez você está pensando, o que é isso?
You might be thinking, what is he saying?
Que heresia é essa?
This is heresy.
Pastor Jean, pega o microfone e tira esse
Pastor
cara daí.
Pastor Jean, take his microphone away.
Porque nós cantamos a vida toda.
Because our whole lives we've sang.
Nós estamos no nosso caminho para o céu.
We're on our way to heaven.
Nós fomos salvos.
We've been saved.
Nós estamos indo para ver Jesus.
So we're on our way to see Jesus.
Você já cantou isso, não?
Have you sang that before?
Principalmente quando a situação está difícil.
And especially when things are really hard.
Você quer ir para o céu rápido.
We want to go to heaven the fastest way possible.
Porque tem na nossa mente
Because we have in our mind
que a nossa salvação tem a ver com o céu.
That our salvation is about heaven.
Mas eu tenho uma boa notícia, eu não sei se vai ser boa notícia
para
você.
But I have some good news for you, but I'm not sure if you're going to find it good.
Sua salvação não tem a ver com o céu.
Your salvation is not about heaven.
Você foi salvo
you were saved
com uma chance de Deus para recuperar essa terra.
Because you are God's chance to recover this earth.
Você foi salvo para a terra.
You are saved for this earth.
O céu é uma consequência da tua vida aqui.
Heaven is a consequence of the life you live here.
Eu quero dizer, eu quero ir.
I want you to know I want to go.
Mas existe uma missão aqui.
But there exists a mission here.
É por isso que eu estou aqui.
And that's why I'm here
É por
right
isso
now.
Que Jesus morreu na cruz.
That's why Jesus died on the cross.
É por isso que ele ressuscitou.
And that's why he resurrected.
E por falar em ressurreição,
And when we talk about resurrection,
é aí que nós precisamos viver.
That's where we should live our lives.
Na cruz,
On the cross,
meus pecados foram pagos.
My sins were paid for.
Mas a minha vida acontece
But my life happens
na ressurreição.
In his resurrection.
A vida dos cristãos,
the life of Christians,
cristianismo,
Christianity,
precisa viver na ressurreição.
It must live in the resurrection.
E aí que está o poder, a autoridade da igreja.
Because that is where you find the power and authority of the church.
Na ressurreição.
In his resurrection.
E é nisso que nós precisamos caminhar.
And so that's how we should walk.
Um grande problema também.
But one of the big problems also.
Nós desconectamos de que a cidade não recebe vida. Um problema é porque a cidade não recebe
vida. Does not receive life from us.
Nós desconectamos trabalho de missão.
Is that we have disconnected our work with our mission.
Nós separamos.
We've separated it.
É por isso que nós queremos ir para a igreja domingo.
That's why we want to go to church on Sundays.
E para viver a semana toda trabalhando.
So that the rest of the week we can work.
E nós vamos para a igreja domingo de novo.
And then we go back to church the next Sunday.
Nós fazemos essa separação.
We've separated this.
Mas isso é uma das coisas mais perigosas e erradas.
But it's one of the most dangerous and incorrect things we've done.
Eu vou te dar um exemplo.
I'm going to give you an example.
Você está trabalhando no McDonald's.
You're working at McDonald's.
Mas você sabe que Deus te chamou para algum lugar.
But you know God has called you to be somewhere else.
Aí você está lá fazendo hambúrguer.
But you're there and you're making hamburgers.
Oh, ai, eu não suporto esse cheiro.
I cannot stand this smell.
Não suporto essas pessoas.
I can't stand these people.
Senhor, me leva logo para a missão.
Lord, take me to my mission quickly.
Me coloca no meu ministério.
Put me in my ministry.
Deus não é irresponsável.
God's not irresponsible.
Para colocar você lá assim.
To put you there that way.
Enquanto você separar.
For as long as you separate.
Missão de trabalho.
Your mission and your work.
Você não está preparado.
Then you'll never be prepared.
Nunca você vai estar preparado.
You'll never be prepared.
Tua missão acontece.
Your mission happens.
Quando você acorda.
When you wake up.
Não importa o que você vai fazer.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Você foi salvo.
You have been saved.
Você tem que viver como salvo.
And so you have to live as someone who's saved.
Aonde você estiver.
Wherever it is that you're at.
Um grande problema porque nossa cidade sofre.
One of the greatest problems and why our cities suffer.
Porque nós separamos trabalho de missão.
It's because we've separated our work from our mission.
E na realidade,
and the truth is,
a maioria da nossa missão em nossa mente é dentro da igreja. A maioria da nossa missão é dentro da igreja.
The majority of our mission is in the church. That's what we have in our minds.
Nós achamos que nossa missão é aqui dentro.
We think that our mission is just here inside.
Mas isso aqui não é missão.
This isn't a mission.
Meu Deus, se isso for missão, quero ser missionário o resto da vida.
If this is a mission, then I want to be a missionary the rest of my life.
Tá rodeado de pessoas bonitas.
To be around beautiful people.
Pessoas amáveis.
People who are kind.
Isso é muito bom.
That's really good.
Mas isso não é a missão.
But that's not your mission.
Na realidade, irmãos.
The truth is.
Nossa missão acontece fora.
Our mission happens when we go outside of here.
Essa é a nossa maior missão.
That's our greatest mission.
E nós precisamos entender isso.
And we need to understand it.
Que tudo que Deus nos dá.
That everything God gives us.
Posso descer aqui?
Can I come down here?
Okay. Eu gosto de estar perto de pessoas.
I like to be closer to you.
Eu aprendi a gostar de pessoas.
I've learned to really like people.
Você sabe por que eu aprendi isso?
You know why I learned that?
Tinha uma época na minha vida que eu orava a Deus.
Because there was a time in my life when I prayed.
Porque eu tinha poucas pessoas que eu discipulava.
I pray to God and I'd say I only have a few people that I'm discipling.
E eu ficava chateado que eu não conseguia crescer.
And I would get angry because I couldn't. It didn't seem like I could grow.
Eu falava, Deus, por que
and
isso?
I say, God, why?
Eu prego o evangelho.
I preach the gospel.
Eu abraço as pessoas.
I hug people.
Por quê?
How come?
Aí Deus falou.
And God said to
me. Você quer ouvir?
You want to know, really?
Deus falou, você sabe por que você não cresce?
He said, do you know why you're not growing?
Eu protejo as pessoas de você.
Because I'm protecting people from you.
Porque ao invés de ajudá-las,
because instead of helping
você
them,
vai piorá-las.
You're going to make them worse.
Eu amo tanto.
I love them so much.
Que eu protejo elas de você.
That I'm protecting them from you.
Eu falei, Senhor, eu quero crescer.
And I said, God, but I want to grow.
Eu quero aprender a amar.
I need to learn to love.
Ele falou, agora eu vou te rodear de pessoas.
And he said, if you do that, then I will surround you with people.
Com todo tipo de pessoa.
Every type of person.
Porque você foi criado para se relacionar.
Because you were created for relationship.
Só que aí, irmãos, Já fugindo pouco aqui do tópico.
But I'm kind of getting away from my topic here.
Um grande problema também.
One of our great problems.
Se chama cultura.
It's called our culture.
Nós usamos a cultura como desculpa.
We use our culture as an excuse.
Mas se nós de fato nos fomos salvos,
but if we've truly been saved,
nós temos apenas uma cultura.
We only have one culture.
Cultura do reino.
The culture of the kingdom.
Logo, cultura não é mais desculpa.
And so soon, culture can no longer be an excuse.
Eu lembro que logo no início do nosso ministério no Brasil.
But I remember in the beginnings of our ministry in Brazil.
Nós tínhamos uma batalha cultural enorme.
We had a great cultural battle.
Você não tem ideia.
You have no idea.
Eu não sabia o que era casar com um americano.
I had no idea what it meant to marry an American. And vice versa.
Irmãos, culturalmente no Brasil,
and culturally in Brazil,
principalmente na minha cidade,
especially in my city,
as pessoas não ligam para dizer que vão na tua casa.
People don't call you to let you know that they're coming to your house.
E eu lembro pessoas batiam na minha porta bem cedo.
And I remember people knocking on our door really, really early.
E a Hillary falava, que é isso?
And Hillary's like, what is that?
Pessoas vêm nos visitar.
People came to visit.
Ela, não deixa entrar não.
And she'd say, don't let them come in yet.
Começava a limpar tudo.
And she'd start cleaning everything.
Não tem ninguém assim não aqui.
Nobody
não.
Else is like that here, are you?
E incrível, a cama.
And it was incredible, the bed.
Eles não vão entrar no quarto.
I'd say they're not going to come into
our
bedroom.
E arrumava a cama.
And she's fixing the bed.
E na hora de comer.
And then when it was time to eat.
Meu Deus, ela trazia um monte de prato.
She'd come out with a whole bunch of plates for everybody.
Colocava os garfos, tudo.
And she'd put out the forks and the spoons.
As pessoas nem usavam.
People didn't even use them.
Elas comiam com a mão.
Because they'd eat with their hands.
E ela olhava, queria chorar.
And she'd look and she'd want to cry. It's true.
Porque existia uma batalha cultural.
Because there was a cultural battle.
Eu sei que tem esse problema.
And I knew there was this problem.
Porém, isso não pode ser um problema. Isso não pode te parar.
But that couldn't stop us.
Porque nós temos uma cultura.
Because we only have one culture.
Cultura do reino.
The culture of the kingdom.
Você não pode falar assim, eu nasci dessa forma, por isso que eu não posso me relacionar.
We can't say I don't accept the way that they do things and so I can't have a relationship with them.
Eu tenho uma pergunta para você.
I have a question for you.
Qual a perspectiva do ministério de Jesus que teus vizinhos têm de você?
What is the perspective of the ministry of Jesus that your neighbors have through you?
Será que a tua cultura está falando mais forte do que o reino?
Maybe your culture is speaking stronger than the kingdom is.
Nós precisamos entender isso.
We have to understand this.
Isso faz parte da nossa missão.
This is part of our mission.
Deixa eu correr aqui.
Let me hurry.
Tem gente correndo com cara de fome.
Because I know that you're looking at me like you're really hungry.
Tudo que Deus nos dá.
Everything God gives us.
Ele não pensa só em nós.
He's not thinking just about us.
Isso faz parte da nossa missão também.
This is part of our mission also.
Nós nos sentimos muito amados por Deus. Quem se sente amado por Deus?
We feel really loved by God. How many of you feel really loved by God?
Às vezes nós nos sentimos tão amados por Deus.
But sometimes we feel so loved by God.
Que nos sentimos os únicos amados.
That we feel like we're His only beloved.
Que tudo que Deus nos dá é meu.
That everything God gives us, it's mine.
Meu Jesus.
He's my Jesus.
Meu dinheiro.
It's my money.
Meu carro.
It's my car.
Minha bênção.
It's my blessing.
É meu.
It's mine.
Mas nós não realizamos.
But what we don't realize.
Que tudo que Deus me dá.
Is that everything God gives us.
Ele não pensa só em mim.
He's not thinking just about us.
Ele está pensando em outros.
He's thinking about others.
Tudo que Deus te dá.
Everything God gives.
A visão dele.
His vision.
É que aqueles que te rodeiam.
Is that those who are around you.
Seja abençoado.
Be blessed by you.
Um professor de teologia meu.
I had a theology professor.
Que me ilustrou isso perfeitamente.
And he gave me a perfect illustration of this.
Eu vou dar essa ilustração para você.
So I want to share it with you.
Tinha um homem na igreja Destiny.
There was a man in Destiny Church.
Ele tinha uns pastores legais.
And he had really cool pastors.
Amém?
Amen.
E ele orava a vida dele toda por um carro.
And he prayed his whole life for a car.
Senhor, me dá um carro.
Lord, give me a car.
Um carro. E ele ia nessa igreja.
And he went to this church.
E tinha um homem na mesma igreja.
And there was another man from the same church.
Que ia na igreja de vez em quando.
And he'd go to church sometimes.
Tinha 5 carros.
He had 5 cars.
E ele ficava revoltado.
And so this man would get really angry.
Senhor,
Lord,
eu faço um monte de coisa na tua igreja.
I do lots of things in the church.
Não tenho nenhum.
I don't even have one.
Ele não tem nada, não faz nada, ele tem 5.
And he does nothing and he's got 5.
Senhor, está errado.
Lord, this is wrong.
Me dá um carro.
Give me a car.
Um dia ele morreu.
And then one day he died.
Chegou no céu.
He got to heaven.
Foi abraçar Jesus.
And he went to hug Jesus.
Ele falou, Jesus, espera aí.
Then he said, Jesus, wait a minute.
Eu tenho uma pergunta.
I have a question.
Eu orei minha vida toda por um carro.
I prayed my whole life for a car.
Que o Senhor não me deu.
Lord, how come you never gave me one?
Jesus falou, te dei.
Jesus said, I gave you one.
O Senhor me deu?
Lord, you gave me one.
O Senhor não me deu.
No, you didn't.
Jesus, eu te dei.
I gave you one.
Começou aquela discussão.
And they began to argue.
Jesus falou, filho, eu te dei.
Jesus said, son, I gave you one.
O problema foi que teu irmão pensou que era tudo para ele.
The problem was that your brother thought they were all for him.
Presta atenção em algo.
So pay attention.
Tudo que Deus nos dá.
Everything God gives us.
Não importa o que seja.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Não é porque você é o único amado.
It's not because you're the most beloved.
É porque ele está pensando em outros.
But it's because he's also thinking about those around you.
O problema é que nós pensamos que somos os únicos abençoados.
But the problem is we think that we're the only blessed ones.
A cidade sofre.
And so then our city suffers.
Por causa disso.
Because of this.
Deus quer transformar cidades.
God wants to transform cities.
Por isso que ele tem igrejas locais.
That's why he has local churches.
Uma coisa que mais me entristece.
One of the things that makes me the saddest.
É ver estatísticas de cidades terríveis.
Is to see the statistics of cities that are terrible.
E a cidade tem mais igrejas do que pessoas.
And it seems like the city has more churches than it does people.
Isso não faz sentido.
It doesn't make sense.
Existe uma missão.
There exists a mission.
Deus quer dar uma visão para a sua igreja.
And God wants to give vision to you and your church.
Mas a igreja precisa entender sua missão.
But we as the church have to understand our mission.
Existem duas coisas. Estou correndo aqui, irmãos, viu?
I'm hurrying, okay? There exist two things.
Que empata nós sermos igreja profética.
That keeps us from being a prophetic church.
Primeira.
First of all.
Aquilo que é oposição ao amor.
Is that which is the opposite of love.
O que é opositor ao amor não é o ódio.
The greatest opposition to love is not hate.
Mas é indiferença.
It's indifference.
E nós vivemos indiferença demais.
And we live indifference.
Muitas vezes nós não queremos nem ver.
Many times we don't even look at something.
Porque nós não queremos participar.
Because we don't want to have to participate.
A igreja precisa tirar a indiferença.
The church must remove indifference.
Segunda coisa.
Second.
Passado.
The past.
Passado é o fantasma de muita gente.
The past is many people's ghost.
E tem gente que ama segurar seu passado.
But it seems like there are people who love to hold on to their past.
Você sabe por que faz isso?
Do you know why they do that?
Porque isso é sua proteção para os seus erros.
Because it's become our protection from our errors.
Não sabe dar graça e nunca recebeu graça.
We don't know how to receive grace and we don't know how to give it away.
Por isso nós temos escudo.
And that's why we have these shields.
Eu quero falar algo para você.
I want to tell you.
Se o passado ainda for prioridade na tua vida.
If your past is still a priority in your life.
O novo nunca terá espaço.
Then there will never be space for the new.
E quando recebemos o novo,
because when we receive the new,
o passado ele pressiona tanto que o novo ele se torna passageiro.
That many times what happens is that our past comes back up and it pushes out the new in such a way that our new becomes fleeting.
Você já se sentiu assim?
Have you ever felt that way?
Você recebe algo?
You receive something.
Agora vai.
Now I'm going to do it.
Agora vai acontecer.
Now it's going to happen.
Passou uma semana.
A week goes by.
Pastor, você não sabe.
Pastor, you don't know.
Não sabe o que eu já passei na vida.
You don't know what I've gone through in my life.
O Okay, ora por ele.
Okay, they pray for you.
Falamos vida.
And he speaks life into you.
Deus já levou, Jesus já levou teu passado.
And tells you that Jesus has already removed your past.
Amém, amém.
Amen, amen.
2 dias depois.
And then 2 days later.
Você não sabe o que aconteceu na minha
you
vida.
You have no idea what I've been through.
Nós gostamos de segurar o passado.
It's like we like to hold on to our past.
É a nossa proteção.
Because it's become our protection.
Nós precisamos deixar o passado no lugar dele.
We need to leave our past in its place.
Se nós queremos ser igreja profética na sociedade,
because if we want to be a prophetic church in our society,
o passado não tem que ter mais lugar em nossas vidas.
Then the past can no longer have a place in our lives.
As coisas boas e as coisas ruins.
And when I say past, it's the good things and the bad things.
Porque muitas vezes as coisas boas nos aprisionam mais que a ruim.
Because many times the good things keep us imprisoned even more than the bad things.
Como pastor, como eu ouço isso? Oh, eu lembro daquele momento.
As a pastor, I hear this all the time. Oh, I remember that time when we were all so close.
Pastor tinha mais tempo para mim.
When my pastor had more time for me.
Nós éramos uma família.
We were a family.
Estávamos todo mundo junto.
We were all together.
Agora a igreja cresceu.
Now the church is growing.
Passado.
The past.
O problema que você está vivendo aqui dentro.
The problem is that you're living your whole life right here.
E você acha que o reino de Deus é isso aqui.
And you think that the kingdom of God is just this that you're living right here.
Nós precisamos nos livrar disso.
We need to be free from that.
Eu quero finalizar com algo.
And I want to finish with this.
Deus nos deu uma missão.
God has given us a mission.
Eu quero finalizar fazendo você entender essa missão.
And I want you to understand it.
Porque nós somos uma igreja profética.
Because we are a prophetic church.
Há muito tempo atrás,
a long time ago,
eu estava liderando uma conferência de adoração.
I was leading a worship conference.
E terminou a adoração.
And when worship ended,
eu estava pronto para ir embora.
I was ready to go home.
Que tem alguns, não sei se aqui existe isso. Acho que não, mas.
I don't think this exists here.
Só no Brasil.
Not. I think only in Brazil.
Pessoas tocam e acham que seu único trabalho é tocar.
But it seems like people come and they play for worship and they think that's their only job.
Eu era assim.
That's how I was.
Fazia diferença nenhuma lá fora.
I didn't make any difference outside of there.
Jesus, eu te amo.
Jesus, I love you.
Calma.
I played.
E eu estava nesse momento.
And I was in a moment like that.
E eu conheci esse homem.
And I met this man.
Esse homem chamado Pedro do Borel.
His name was Pedro do Borel, Peter of the Borel.
Ele trabalhava numa favela.
And he worked in a favela.
Ele cresceu nessa favela.
And he grew up in this slum.
E passou a vida dele toda na favela.
And he spent his whole life in that slum.
E ele começou a fazer missões ali.
And he began to do mission work there.
Mas ele passou a vida dele tanto com pobreza.
But he spent his whole life in such poverty.
Que ele chamou a família.
That he called his family together.
Ele falou o seguinte: nós vamos frequentar a igreja de rico.
And he said, we're going to go to a rich person's church now.
Eu passo a semana toda com pobre, pelo menos no final de semana eu vou passar com rico.
I spend the whole week with poor people. I want to spend at least a weekend with rich people. Make me feel good.
E ele começou a frequentar a igreja de rico.
So he started to go to this rich person's church.
E naquela época,
and during that time,
começou uma campanha de viagem para Israel.
Was when they began all those campaigns to go to Israel.
Com pessoas, com pastores famosos.
To go with famous pastors.
Vai para Israel com Pastor Jim.
Go to Israel with Pastor Jim.
E quero que você entenda, eu amo Israel.
But I want you to understand, I love Israel.
E começou essa campanha da igreja.
And so that campaign began in the church.
Todo mundo da igreja.
Everyone in the church.
Comprou a passagem.
Bought their tickets.
Mas ele não tinha dinheiro.
But he didn't have money.
Ele se revoltou.
And he got really angry.
Ele pegou a família.
He took his family.
Foi embora.
He left.
Chateado.
He was mad.
Isso é que dá.
He said, this is what happens.
Você canta a igreja de rico.
When you go to a rich person's church.
Eles fazem coisas que você não pode fazer.
They do things that we can't do.
Quando foi na segunda,
and so that on Monday,
ele acordou, foi para a missão.
He woke up and went to the mission.
Começou a subir uma escada na favela.
And he began to go up the staircase in the slum.
E olhando uma cruz que tinha nela.
And at the very top there was a cross and he looked at it.
Ele começou a olhar a cruz e andando na escada.
And as he walked up the stairs, he kept his eyes on that cross.
Começou a orar para Deus.
And he began to pray.
Ele falou, Senhor.
And he said, Lord.
Será que um dia eu vou andar nas terras onde o Senhor andou?
Lord, do you think that one day I will walk in the lands that you once walked in?
E Jesus falou com ele.
And Jesus answered him.
Pedro.
And he said, Peter.
Mais importante e relevante.
What is more important and more relevant?
De que andar nas terras onde eu andei.
Than walking in the lands where I once walked.
É você me fazer andar nas terras onde eu nunca.
It's for you to make me walk in the lands I've never walked before.
Me leva para lugar onde eu nunca andei.
Take me into places I've never walked before.
Me faz entrar em igrejas onde eu nunca entrei.
Take me into churches I've never been in before.
Me faz entrar na cidade onde eu nunca entrei.
Take me into cities I've never entered into before.
Me faz entrar nas famílias onde eu não tenho espaço.
Take me into families where I've never been given space.
Me faz entrar na vida desse pai de família que vai para a igreja no domingo, mas nunca me dá espaço durante a semana.
Take me to the fathers that come to church on Sunday but don't give me any space in their lives the rest of the week.
Me faz andar.
Make me walk.
Ser meus pés.
Be my feet.
Ser minhas mãos.
And my hands.
Você é a resposta para o problema da sociedade.
You are the answer to the needs of the society.
Você é a resposta.
You are the answer.
Você tem a resposta.
You have the answer.
Nós temos uma missão.
We have a mission.
Quando você entende a sua missão.
When you understand this mission.
Deus te dará uma visão.
Then God will give you a vision.
Vamos ficar em pé, irmão.
Would you stand with me?
Queria orar por você.
So I want to pray for you this morning.
Nós somos desafiados.
We have been challenged.
Eu sei que muitas vezes é difícil ouvir certas coisas.
And I know that many times it's hard to hear certain things.
Mas Deus está nos desafiando hoje.
But God is challenging us this morning.
Porque existe muitas estatísticas nessa cidade.
Because there exist many statistics in this city.
Que precisa ser mudada.
That need to be changed.
E por isso nós estamos aqui.
That's why we are here.
Amém. Pai.
Father.
Eu oro pela tua igreja.
I pray for your church.
Que foi comprada pelo teu sangue.
Who was bought by your blood.
A qual o Senhor deu toda autoridade.
The one that you've given all authority to.
Aquele que o Senhor tirou da prisão.
The one that the Lord has taken out of prison.
E colocou no lugar de liberdade.
And put into a place of liberty.
Senhor Deus, revela cada dia mais nossa missão.
Lord, reveal to us every day more and more our mission.
Para que nós entendemos e recebemos uma visão.
So that we can understand it and receive a vision.
Eu acredito, Senhor, e profetizo sobre essa igreja.
Lord, I believe and I prophesy over this church.
Que através dessa igreja.
That through this church.
As estatísticas dessa cidade.
The statistics of this city.
Vão cair.
Will begin to drop.
E vai mover outras igrejas.
And they'll begin to move other churches.
A olhar para sua cidade.
To look at their city.
Diferente.
Differently.
Com teu olhar.
With your gaze.
Eu oro e ministro isso sobre a vida dos meus irmãos.
So I pray this and I minister it over the lives of my brothers and sisters.
Em nome de Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
How many received that word today? Amen. Thank you. Yes. Just remain standing here a second. We're going to take up an offering for them in just a second. But we received that word. Do we believe at Destiny Church that God is calling us to make a regional, a city, and regional impact? Let me believe that. Do you believe that God is calling Destiny Church to make a regional and city impact? Just confirms what God's already speaking to our hearts, and we're going to be sharing more in the month of August. This is going to build right off of what God is already leading us. You guys are very prophetic in what you're saying. It comes right along with what we believe here, that God is calling us to make a difference, not to be a social club, but to make a difference, right? Amen. So we believe that very much. We're going to take up an offering for them today as we close, and I want you to bless them. Those of you who have the ability to bless them today, this is a great, great ministry to put your offerings into. We support them. 100% we believe in this ministry. We've been there. Those of you who want to go on a missions trip, we're going to be planning the missions trip. It's next year. This time next year, we'll be getting ready to go. And so we're going to plan on going back to Manaus and probably maybe even another trip to Argentina, Chile area. We're going to head that area. So you're going to have a chance to go. And we want as many to go as possible so you can experience firsthand what God's doing there and get a chance for you to expand your vision, expand what God's wanting you to do. I think nothing grows somebody faster than going on a mission trip. When it comes to having the eyes for the gospel. Let's bow our heads real fast. Just, Father, right now, Lord, I just pray that you speak to us, God, about what you want us to do to give in this offering. What are you asking us to give up today? What kind of sacrifice are you asking us to do right now? May we be quick to be obedient to give that then in Jesus' name. Our ushers are going to pass our offering baskets here this morning as we close out this song. Come on, put your hands together. Let's sing God's praises. Come on, TJ.
Here we go. Come on, we're going to give God praise one more time today. Anybody want to give God praise one more time? Come on, let me see you put your hands together. We're going to sing this song. I know y'all know. Come on, help us sing. Here we go.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
God, you're perfect in every way.
Perfect in everything you do.
The angels declare
you are holy.
That there is no one else.
There is no one else compares.
And God,
to you.
We stand.
We stand in all of your glory.
There is no other God like you, Lord.
There is no other God like you.
And right
you.
Here in your presence.
We're
going to do what we were created to do.
Come on.
Let creation, every nation, generation,
give a praise, let the people, all his children, lift a voice and give a praise.
So you are the Lord.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
Ooh.
You're perfect. Angels declare you are holy.
That there is no one.
And no one else to
God,
we stand in all of your glory.
There is no other God like you. And
here in your presence, we offer.
Come on, what we were created for. The creation, every nation, generation,
giving praise.
Proclaim, this is our mission. Come on, lift up your hands this morning and sing it. The creation, every nation,
generation,
give the praises.
Let the people,
all the children, lift your voices.
Give
the praises. The creation, every nation,
generation,
will give you praise. Let the people,
all the children.
praise, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, man. How many glad you was in the house of God today, man? Do you feel good? Listen, take this word to heart. Let me just real quickly tell you this. Next week will be the first Sunday of July, and we're going to have a special tribute to all of our active servicemen and women and those who have served in our armed forces in the past. So if you are actively serving in one of our branches of armed forces, make sure, if you want to, we invite you to wear your uniform next week. Some of you who have served in the past, if you can still squeeze into your uniform, you're welcome to wear it as well. God bless you. Turn around, give someone a high five. I said, man, it was great to be with you today. God bless you.